Greetings to all. Of course, you have your Bibles ready while we're looking at another portion from the book of Exodus. The book of Exodus, chapter 16. Chapter 16 of the book of Exodus, verse 4. Then said the Lord unto Moses, Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no. And it shall come to pass that on the sixth day they shall prepare that which they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily. Verse 11. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, I have heard the murmuring of the children of Israel. Spake unto them, saying, At evening ye shall eat flesh, and in the morning ye shall be filled with bread, and ye shall know that I am the Lord your God. And it came to pass that at evening the quails came up and covered the camp, and in the morning the dew lay round about the host. And when the dew that lay was gone up, behold, upon the face of the wilderness there lay a small round thing, as small as a hoary frost on the ground. And when the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, It is manna, for they wist not what it was. And Moses said unto them, This is the bread which the Lord has given you to eat. This is the thing which the Lord has commanded, gather of it every man according to his eating, an omer for every man. According to the number of your persons, take ye every man for them which are in his tents. And the children of Israel did so, and gathered some more and some less. And when they did meter it with an omer, he that gathered much had nothing over, and he that gathered little had no lack. They gathered every man according to his eating. And Moses said, Let no man leave of it till the morning. Notwithstanding, they hearkened not unto Moses, but some of them left of it until the morning, and it bred worms and stank, and Moses was wroth with them. And they gathered it every morning, every man according to his eating, and when the sun waxed hot, it melted. And it came to pass that on the sixth day they gathered twice as much bread, two omers for one man, and all the rulers of the congregation came and told Moses. And he said unto them, This is that which the Lord has said, Tomorrow is a rest of the holy Sabbath unto the Lord. Take that which you will bake today, and seize that you will seize, and that which remaineth over lay up for you to keep until the morning. And they laid it up till the morning, and as Moses bade, and it did not stink, neither was there any worms therein. May the Lord bless to us the portion that we have looked at and read together. Now one day we find out in connection with the wilderness journey, one day they are grumbling because of water, the next day they're grumbling because of bread, and grumbling because they have not good steak dinners to eat. And they are complaining and saying how we remember about the flesh pots and the bread that we eat in the land of Egypt till the fall. They had remembered those things, but they had forgotten about the taskmaster's whip. And they had forgotten about the burdens that was laid upon them about making brick without material. It's easy to forget all those things, but they remembered the good things they had to eat. And now we find that they were grumbling yesterday for water, and God provided water for them, and today they are grumbling for bread. I wonder, is there any grumbling ones around the corner today? I just wonder, do you grumble on Monday, grumbling on Tuesday, grumbling on Wednesday, grumbling on Thursday, grumbling on Friday and Saturday too, grumbling the whole week through? What a terrible, terrible testimony is that, to be grumbling on the road to heaven. You and I should be the happiest people that ever lived to think what the Lord has done for us and yet to find us complaining. Remember what God says, godliness with contentment is a great gain. And I wish to God I could impress this on you as well as on my own heart, that we are to be content with such things as we have. And if you and I are content with such things as we have, we certainly won't be grumbling and complaining about them. Now you'll notice here in connection with what we have, there is a story to be told. First of all, it's all about the Lord Jesus. That's what you get in the manor, and that's what you get in this chapter 16 that's before us. You know, the Lord Jesus, like the manor, was divine. It was divine in its origin. Second, it was indispensable. Thirdly, it was undeserved. It didn't deserve it. And fourth, it was suitable to all. And fifth, it was sufficient. Sixth, I might say, it was satisfying. And seven, it was free. They didn't have to buy it or work for it. Taking a look at the whole chapter, we observe the depravity of man. They murmured against Moses, that's verse 2. Against the Lord, verse 7. Man's murmuring against man and against the Almighty too. Consider what he had done for them. And if you look at the past, how he had taken them out of Egypt by a mighty hand and redeemed them, and how he has brought them through the Red Sea, and they saw their enemies dead on the seashore, and they sang the song of the Lord. If they'd only consider the past, why there'd be no grumbling. Like the prodigal, they loved the gifts more than the giver. The whole head is sick, and the whole heart is faint. From the crown of the head to the sole of the foot, we read there's no soundness in them, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. That's Isaiah chapter 1, if I remember right, verses 5 and 6. And then you remember the mercy of God. I will rain bread from heaven for you. This amazing grace, rain bread from heaven. Bread upon these murmurers. They certainly didn't deserve anything. Why not rain fire and brimstone as was on Sodom and Gomorrah because of their sin? But here we find that the holy God, the God of creation, loves them and he's raining out grace. He loves to give grace. He delights to pour out grace and blessing upon the undeserved. For while we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly, and we certainly see a picture of the undeserving grace of God upon these people. Then you'll notice a little bit more in connection with the mercy that he's shown. His own arm has brought us salvation. That's where we read, God is love. And out from the depths of his heart of love is the infinite goodness and mercy of God flowing, and he's offering to them an abundant supply from heaven. Now you'll notice something about this abundant supply. It was an omer for every man, verse 16. The manna which fell from heaven was sufficient for every man in the wilderness. In Christ Jesus, as the gift of God, there's enough for every man. For we read that he tasted death for every man, Hebrews 2:9. His atoning blood is sufficient for the whole world, and the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. Yes, an omer for every man. What are we doing to carry to every sick person and every unsaved person, every person that's dying with a burden of sin upon them? Are we doing our uttermost best to bring an omer to every man and to see that he is satisfied, because the only satisfaction we have today is in the person of Christ. There's no satisfaction in the world. The world cannot satisfy, and the world never will satisfy. But we thank thee that we can depend on a holy God. He's a God that will satisfy. He'll meet our every need, as he met the need of these people, both in the thirst and also in the bread supply. The need was supplied. They gathered it in the morning. The manna was rain from heaven, but it was not poured down their throats. They had to gather it. Now the manna, of course, would speak for to us of the bread that came down from God out of heaven. Chapter 6 of John tells us that that bread that came down from God out of heaven was the Lord Jesus. And you can't gather enough by reading one or two verses on the Lord's Day out of His Word to satisfy and to sustain and to keep you built up throughout the whole week. It needs to be gathered every day. You need to read the Word of God daily. You need to feed upon the bread that came down from God out of heaven daily. Don't you think that you can store it up? You need to supply as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the Word of God that they may grow thereby. A little babe not only drinks milk once a day, but three or four times a day. And you and I need to have an appetite for the things of God in this old crooked world where a lot is cast. We read that of Jeremiah, he says, "Thy word was found and I did eat it." And I trust that you and I will eat the Word of God. Another tells us, such as Job, that he esteemed the Word of God more than his necessary food. And I trust that that will be true of you, and I trust that that will be true of me, and that we will have respect for the Word, and that we will feed upon that Word. When the Lord Jesus was speaking of the bread that came down from heaven, we read in the 6th chapter of John, and bringing before them the importance of feeding on this bread, many of the disciples went back and they walked no more with him. They didn't want to be brought into personal contact with the Lord Jesus. It's all right to be saved, but to stay afar off. God don't want us to stay afar off. He don't want us to be like Peter following afar off. He wants us to come near unto him so that he will come near unto us. He wants us to sit down in his presence. Now we read that some went on the seventh day to do what God had told them not to do. The 6 days they were together this manner. This manner, my friend, speaks of Christ from heaven. This manner, I say, was round, and that speaks of eternity. There's no corners in it to be dodged in any way. And certainly there is no near cuts, as we saw. It's round, speaking of an eternity without an end. And here we find out in connection with this portion that it was not only round, but it was very small, speaking of Christ in his birth, when he was born as a little babe in Bethlehem's manger. And then it was not only small, but we also read that it was white, speaking of the holy, spotless life of the Son of God. And this is the bread that came down from God out of heaven, and this is what you and I are to feed on. This is what you and I are to live on. We are to feed on the things of God. We are to read the Word of God daily. We are to meditate upon the Word of God. There's much food in the tilling. And then you are not only to read it and to meditate upon it, but you're to tell others about it. You and I love the Lord Jesus and know that He has died for us and paid the penalty of our sins. Certainly, we should think enough about others to tell them about it. How they too should know their sins forgiven. How they too should be liberated from the wrath to come and the burdens of sin that's laid upon them. Remember, the Lord Jesus is right at hand, and He wants to take your burdens and to carry them for you. Why don't you let Him? Cast your burdens upon the Lord, and He shall sustain thee. And I trust that you will know what it is to cast a burden upon the Lord and have your sins all put away and the burden of sin put away, and then to feed day by day on Christ. And if you do, you'll be among those happy people, for happy is that people whose God is the Lord. May the Lord bless each one that is listening. Tomorrow be listening again as we continue on this subject. Father, we thank Thee in His name. Amen.